The crop is sought each year as a tasty and nutritious food gathered fresh from the North Woods. Peter David is a wildlife biologist for the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission.
If you're looking across the entire state, actually Oneida and Vilas counties are some of the poorest spots. It's unfortunately a lot like last year, where really a small number of sites are going to be offering good harvesting potential. Interestingly, by the time you even get over to Forest County, things are quite a bit improved, and there are a number of lakes over there that look pretty good.
Peter David says wild rice is very dependent on water, but not as you might think.
Generally, the rice crop is sort of inversely related to the amount of rainfall we get, and the drier or droughtier years tend to produce the better crops. And the last 2 years really have been anything but dry.
Again, that matters where the rain has fallen.
Forest County, surprisingly, it's almost strange. It's almost like the county line seems to make a difference, but some of the rice beds in that area look quite good. Things don't look too bad over in the Hayward area. And then as you move further west, it's very spotty. Some spots look pretty good, but we also have some concerns about brown spot disease.
That disease curtails seed production. Another factor in rice production is wave action, especially from motorboats. Glyphwick has a website with a report on the rice status from commonly harvested waters. You can also get more information on the DNR website. Opening harvest dates are determined jointly by the DNR and tribal officials. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.